Parents Outraged After Teacher's History Quiz Trashes Conservatives. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 8, 2021. A Rockland, California, high school responded it will investigate how a controversial question came to appear on a history quiz after outraged parents shared the question on social media. The question asked Whitney High School students to identify a group of complete idiots, then gave the following alternatives: KKK, all of Florida, Fox News, and Texans. One outraged parent told Fox 40 News the history teacher who reportedly gave the quiz has been a source of concern due to his other political comments. The question on the test is really blatant, obviously, and that's out there, said the parent, who wished to remain anonymous. This has been the first time it has been looked at of him crossing the line. The parent added the history teacher has made comments which were mostly directed against the Republican Party. Jessica Krisovich, who shared the question on social media, said, "These stories have gone in one ear and out the other. We all have different beliefs," she told Fox 40. "This is the United States and we all come from different backgrounds and everybody should be okay with who they are." Justin Cutts, Whitney High principal, wrote Friday to school staff and parents about the class assignment that has caused concern. The Whitney High School administration team and the Rockland Unified School District recognizes and shares their concerns and is conducting a thorough investigation, Cutts wrote, adding that while personnel matters will remain confidential, appropriate disciplinary steps will be taken. According to a report at KCRA 3 News, the teacher is known as one who always makes jokes in class. "I understand he's just trying to make a joke," student Jill Alkisira, who was taught by the same teacher in a previous year, said. "But that kind of stuff shouldn't be on a test." Following the election victory of Republican Glenn Youngkin as governor in Virginia, where a top priority issue of voters was education, Republican Study Committee Chairman Representative Jim Banks, N., said Republicans can and must become the party of parents. "Democrats are attacking our schools in new ways, and conservatives must adjust," Banks wrote. Glenn Youngkin understood this. He knew parents weren't just concerned about traditional education issues, but rather viewed education as an extension of the culture war.